You are about to hear the Travel World Radio Show. Travel World is a one-hour travel magazine. We send satellite automation tones for your convenience. A 25 hertz tone signals you to switch to your own local programming. A 35 hertz tone signals you to switch back to our program. And now, a few words about our show timing. The show itself begins at 5 minutes past the hour. This break is for local news, weather, and sports as provided by you, our affiliate radio stations. The show is broken up into four parts. There are three commercial breaks between these parts. Each break is 4 minutes long, and they air at 15 minutes past the hour, 30 minutes past the hour, and 45 minutes past the hour. The show ends at 59 minutes and 30 seconds past the hour. The last 30 seconds are for local station identification. Please see our website, www.twc.ca, for more information. Travel World is produced in Montreal. If you wish to run Travel World on your station, please contact Willem Backus at 514-861-3488. That's 514-861-3488. We also invite you to visit our website for affiliation information. Our website is www.travelworldradio.com. Travel World is licensed on a bartered basis, provided that the show is aired intact and that the first 2 minutes of each break are aired as is, without change. You may replace the second 2 minutes of each break with your own local ads. We do require that you inform us that you did run the show and when. We accept standard syndication affidavits. You may rebroadcast the show as many times as you wish, and you may distribute it freely, provided that it is aired intact. You may not cut out segments of the show without our prior written permission. Please see our website, www.twc.ca, for more information.
Overweight? Tried to lose weight? Find it impossible? You should know that dieting will never work because there is no such thing as willpower. According to the Federal Center for Disease Control, the concept that willpower will lead to weight loss is a myth and responsible for a sharp increase in obesity. There are hardcore dieters that have gone through life-threatening procedures such as stomach stapling and liposuction. It's all unnecessary. Fat Destroyer, a new easy-to-take herbal supplement, will eliminate fat, ugly cellulite, and a fat gut safely with no hunger pangs at all. Fat Destroyer naturally burns away fat. A miracle. Fat Destroyer is based on research done at Harvard University and other leading research centers, and even written up in the Journal of Clinical Nutrition. Lose weight the only way that works. To try Fat Destroyer risk-free through this special radio offer, call 1-800-851-5313. To achieve your weight loss goals, don't delay. Call 1-800-851-5313. That's 1-800-851-5313.
Via Rail is proud to be the official ground transportation carrier for Travel World's media correspondents. Business taking you to Toronto but tired of battling traffic on the 401, the confusion of Pearson Airport and high airfares? Next time, arrive refreshed and relaxed. Pamper yourself with Via One first-class service from downtown to downtown. A hot meal served at your seat, full stretch-out comfort that allows you to spend productive work time, not lose time en route. Via One, the way Montreal-Toronto travel was meant to be, from Via Rail, Canada's passenger train network.
I'm here with Fearless Janice, the woman who has devoted her life to trying anything. Now, she's about to prove it to us by eating a cinder block sandwich.
You got it, Dan. I feel it's important to be adventurous.
Janice, is it true that you ate the wheels off a car, drank a quart of milk with your tear duct, and then passed 35 feet of rope through your intestinal tract?
All in the same afternoon, Dan.
Janice, is there anything out there you wouldn't try?
Well, that's a no-brainer. Cigarettes, of course.
You wouldn't try a cigarette? Oh, come on.
No, you come on, Dan. Do you know what's in a cigarette? Nicotine, an addictive drug. I said I was adventurous, not stupid. Just thinking about being addicted gives me an upset stomach.
You'll try a cinder block sandwich, but you won't try a cigarette?
Question, Dan. Have you ever heard of anybody getting hooked on cinder blocks?
Well, that's the word. Apparently, it's safer to try a carburetor milkshake than it is to try smoking, because the intestinal distress will last only a few days, but smoking can last the rest of your life. A message from the Massachusetts Department of Public Health.
This is the Travel World Radio Network.
From Montreal, Canada, it's the Travel World Radio Show, across America via satellite.
Yeah, baby.
And welcome back once again to the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite. I'm Willem Backus in Studio Montreal. Bob is back from the hinterlands, Quebec, at Master Control, Stephen Pickford Studio West, Beaconsfield. And we have a special guest online. Steve, we were going way down south to one of the most popular and interesting destinations we've ever covered on Travel World.
Yes, Angela Day is the Director of Communications and Community Relations with the New Orleans Metropolitan Convention and Visitors Bureau. Good morning and welcome to Travel World.
Good morning.
Now, this is my fourth visit to New Orleans, and it just keeps on getting better. It's so unique and so different, and there's so many things going on there.
There are. New Orleans is a place where people can come and enjoy great food, music, culture, and arts any time of the year.
What are some of the events coming up over the next few months, like summertime, fall, that people can start planning for?
Well, summer is a fun-filled, event-packed time here in New Orleans. The next thing coming up on everybody's calendar here in the city is Essence Fest, and that happens over our July 4th holiday. We also have Satchmo Fest, which is the beginning of August, which is a celebration of Louis Armstrong, who you may know was born here in New Orleans, which is also the birthplace of jazz. And then it just kind of keeps getting better throughout the fall. We have a voodoo music festival for alternative rock fans. And just tons to do.
What I like about New Orleans is it's a very walkable city, and there's so many things right downtown. Some cities in the United States, Canada, downtown is like one block and everything else is out in the suburbs, but New Orleans has kept that vibrancy in the downtown core.
That's correct. What we kind of consider the heart of New Orleans is the French Quarter, and that's where the city was settled. And that's about eight blocks square of great restaurants, art galleries, cafes, and, of course, historic architecture that's over 300 years old. And it's so walkable, so much fun. And you've got an Emeralds restaurant. You've got Paul Prudhomme's restaurant. You've got George R. Greig, the Blue Dog artist, is down there. And just tons of things to do. There's the aquarium. There's the IMAX theater. Of course, the Mississippi River is right there. There's the Riverwalk Shopping Center. D-Day Museum is also within easy walking distance. And if you even did want to get out into the suburbs and go to the Museum of Art or go to the Garden District, it's very easy to hop on one of our great streetcars and go and do and see some things even outside of the walking area.
The Garden District itself, the beautiful homes, just great for walking.
Oh, absolutely. And the great thing with the Garden District, and actually a lot of New Orleans, is that it's very shaded by hundreds-of-year-old oak trees. So even if you're here in June or July, you can stand it.
Yeah, it may be hot, it may be humid, but of course it's always a good chance to sit down and have a daiquiri.
Oh, absolutely. We can't forget that New Orleans was the home of the cocktail as well. And we have the Southern Food and Beverage Museum, and we also have the American Cocktail tours that go on throughout the year as well.
No matter what time of day or night, there are people on the street. Nobody's taking it at a fast pace. They're just wandering, taking in the views of the architecture, sipping a drink. It is, as I say, the Big Easy, and of course, people are just taking it easy.
Absolutely, and we think that's what attracts so many people to our city every year, is that, you know, that's the way of life for us here. We take it at an easy pace, and you just can't help but get into the rhythm of that kind of lifestyle when you get here. It's very relaxing.
The Convention and Visitors Bureau has a booklet that they included with the information packet that they sent me about walking tours and discovering neighborhoods, and that's always something very interesting to do when you visit a different city, is to get a feel for a city by the neighborhoods.
Absolutely. In New Orleans, we're very good at preserving our history and our culture and, of course, our architecture. So with every neighborhood, there's a different story of each of those, of the culture that settled there. If it was Creole, if it maybe it was Cajun or Irish or Spanish or French or African American or Caribbean. Like, you can go into a neighborhood even right next door to, you know, walk from one right into the other, and everything about it, from the kind of food to it being a cottage or a grand mansion, you can really get a sense of the history in the city.
Well, we touched on the food earlier, and of course I stopped by. We had dinner at Brennan's, which is a New Orleans institution in and of itself, and it's one of the fancier restaurants in New Orleans, but it's not so fancy that you have to get totally dressed up. It's sort of a casual elegance, and of course the service was impeccable. Their legendary Bananas Foster on the menu, you have to have that for dessert, and a wide range of steak, seafood, great dishes, and friendly, pleasant service.
Absolutely. That's what we love to do here in New Orleans. We love to host people and make them feel at home. And for people who are big foodies, this New Orleans is a great city to visit. Not only do we have places like Brennan's where you can get great food, and you don't have to get too dressed up. You know, we have places, if you want to put a suit and tie on, you can go and do that, like Galatoire's or Antoine's or Arnaud's. We also have places if you just want to pop in and get some fried oysters or get a poor boy or a muffaletta for lunch with your flip-flops on, you can do that too. There's a range of food for whatever you're looking for here.
And, of course, there's the cooking lessons, which people come to New Orleans for, and they want to start learning how to cook some of these great dishes and some of the Southern specialties and some of the Louisiana specialties.
Absolutely. There are plenty of opportunities to do that. And the New Orleans Convention and Visitors Bureau, we have a website if anybody wants to look up any tours or cooking classes, which is neworleansinfo.com.
NewOrleansInfo.com.
That's correct.
And there's an 800 number as well. I see here 1-800-672-6124 and get more information as well. What are some of your hidden gems? People always talk French Quarter, and of course French Quarter is the center of New Orleans activity, but there's always some place that people don't really know about, and they say, well, if only I'd known about it. They usually tend to read about this on the flight home. They say, of course, that's a good excuse to come back and have a second trip, and of course, I've made four trips to New Orleans, but if they were really looking for something out of the ordinary.
Out of the ordinary. Well, there are a few hidden gems, and some of them are becoming not so hidden. One in particular is Magazine Street, which is about 6 miles of shopping, and that's got great women's clothing boutiques, antique stores, bookstores, shoe shops, contemporary furniture stores, anything under the sun you can find up and down Magazine Street. And that is, and shopping in and of itself is one of the great secrets of New Orleans, that you can come here and get some fantastic things actually from all over the world at lower prices than you might find anywhere else. We actually have a couple of the tax-free stores, not only at the airport, but also down at the Riverwalk. So if you have folks coming in from Canada, it's a really great trip to make if you love to shop.
Oh, shopping is always on the agenda. And, of course, those antiques, even in we went through three or four different, very different antique stores, some things going back hundreds of years, and the early heritage southern plantations. It's all available if you want to spend the money.
Yeah, yes, it is.
Oh, anything's possible if you want to spend the money.
Oh, everything has a price, but it's nice to look
at.
It's nice to look at it and dream.
Some things you can rent, but you cannot buy.
Yeah.
But, New Orleans, I mean, 6 miles of shopping, that's pretty significant. I mean, you wouldn't necessarily think of New Orleans as a shopping mecca, but it makes sense being right there on the Gulf.
Absolutely. This is, New Orleans is the fourth largest port here in the U.S., so we get a lot of business that way. And you're not really dealing with some of the higher prices that you get if you go to somewhere like New York City.
Right. Well, you would expect that in a major metropolis such as that. New Orleans, you get this feeling of just sitting among the southern breezes, drinking some kind of a maybe 14 lime daiquiris like Stephen.
One time I did and wondered why I felt sick. So I held off on 14. I kept myself to 2 in one day. So.
Oh, okay.
But they sure tasted like lemonade.
Over the crushed ice and, boy, the southern breezes and the smell of the flowers. Hey, what could be better?
Can't beat it.
Oh, well, that's one thing for sure. New Orleans is one of those places that sits in the legends of memories of people and sits in many people's wish lists of things to do. We're going to come back following the break to learn a little bit more about this wonderful town called New Orleans. This is Willem Backus, and this is the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite. Stay listening.
You're listening to Travel World with Willem and Steve.
Travel World Radio Show via satellite.
While in Montreal, guests of Travel World stay at the luxurious Hotel Dufour, offering informal elegance and a vibrant sense of space in each guest room and suite, all the comforts of home and office, from beautifully styled custom-crafted furniture to kitchenette convenience. Enjoy panoramic views of the St. Lawrence and Mount Royal, then step outdoors to a multitude of shops and restaurants at your doorstep. Upscale service for the discriminating business or leisure traveler. Hotel Dufour, 1390 4th Street at St. Catherine. Telephone 938-8333.
Hey, how about a root beer?
Come travel down the highway of dreams. Full-bodied flavor in a root beer that screams. Get your lips on Route 66. Indulge yourself, sassafras out of town. Grab one for the road. Pop your top down, get your lips.
Roadside Beverage Company, Charlottesville, Virginia.
Take your dream trip aboard Via Rail's Transcontinental, Toronto to Vancouver. Ride Via Rail Canada's train number one, the Canadian. See the beauty of the Canadian Shield in silver and blue. Explore the famous park car in the Bullet Lounge. Enjoy 360-degree visibility in the scenic dome. See the great forests and wildlife as you pass by. Experience Via's superb dining as you take in the view. Enjoy fun activities in the Skyline car and sleep in the comfort and privacy of your own bedroom. Experience true luxury on rails. See the prairies and take in the majestic Rocky Mountains. You'll ride in relaxed comfort, just like the golden age of rail. Via Rails Canadian, the train of dreams. Take your dream trip today. Via Rail Canada, people moving people. Visit us at viarail.ca.
Attention investors, are you looking for above average returns and willing to take a calculated and an educated risk in order to achieve them? I'm Patrick T. Parker from Barclay Financial. Barclay's a specialty firm in futures and options. Now, I know that futures and options are a mystery to most people. Let us help you solve that mystery. Futures and options investing involves substantial risk of loss and are not suitable for everyone. Right now, we're making a major recommendation in the energy markets, specifically unleaded gasoline. Energy prices have been on the move. Worldwide demand has been on the rise. OPEC has been keeping a lid on supplies. Learn how to leverage over 420,000 gallons of unleaded gas in today's marketplace. Discover the tremendous power of leverage. Call Barclay Financial right now for a free audio, video, or CD-ROM on options investing. Call 1-800-825-8998. That's 1-800-825-8998. Barclay Financial. Mystery solved.
Dancing. Learn to dance at the Arthur Murray Dance Studio. Dancing is fun, it's great exercise, and it builds confidence. It sure beats aerobics. Dancing feels great, and you'll look great. You can go alone or with a partner. At Arthur Murray, their instructors are friendly, professional, and you'll learn at your own pace. Arthur Murray teaches ballroom, Latin, and popular dance styles, like the merengue, cha-cha, tango, waltz, rock and roll, the hustle, swing, and more. Don't worry if you have two left feet, because everybody starts somewhere. And before long, you'll be amazed at your progress. At Arthur Murray, your program will include one-on-one lessons, group lessons, and practice sessions. Plus, you can practice in their studio anytime at no additional cost. They're open at hours that are convenient to you, weekdays from 1 to 11 p.m., and on Saturdays by appointment. You'll look great and you'll feel better. Call Arthur Murray today and get ready to dance. Call today, because your first lesson is free. Arthur Murray Dance Studio, Brunswick Boulevard, near Sources Road in Dollard, telephone 421-9710. That's 421-9710.
Travel and Lifestyles Programming. This is the Travel World Radio Network.
And welcome back once again to the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite to the great happy strains of a tune called Summer's Here, which is true, finally.
Finally, we get some warm weather, sunny days, time to get out and explore.
Funny you should say that, Stephen. That's a song that I'm learning to play right now, Sunny Days. And it's, you know, so appropriate because on a show like this, it's all about living the good life and having a great time. And what better place than to have a time of your life than New Orleans, Louisiana. Steve?
Yes, talking this morning with Angela Day of the New Orleans Metropolitan Convention and Visitors Bureau, and it's such a happy place because people are partaking of all those great activities, eating and drinking and listening to music and shopping and history. It all comes together in one destination.
Oh, the music. Oh, the music. You're talking New Orleans, my friend. Tell us a bit more about that, Angela.
Well, New Orleans, for the music lover, there are tons of events that happen here, but any time of the year, if you love music, this is a place to be. This New Orleans is the birthplace of jazz. It's the home of Louis Armstrong, Marsalis family, the Neville family. And there's somebody to see and hear every night of the week. There's some great places to check out, like Preservation Hall, and right down on Rampart Street, which is one of the streets that borders the French Quarter, is where Louis Armstrong and many others like Jelly Roll Morton got their start. And some of those bars places to hear music are still open, like the Funky Butt and Donna's Bar and Grill.
You're speaking to my heart, Angela, because I'm telling you, I'm definitely a music fan. I play guitar. I'm learning to play drums. But we have even better than that. We got Bob Cassini, our master control operator, is a talented drummer, and he got his start playing jazz, right, Bob?
That's all right.
He was just up in the hinterlands of Quebec playing his favorite tunes. So that, you know, if you want to hear music in the streets and the fun and joy of life, this is one particular place. And being a Montrealer, of course, I have a close connection with New Orleans, because Montreal has that French connection, as does New Orleans. And it seems that that's almost the root of, we have this joie de vivre, this joy of life.
Oh, absolutely. The French are a huge part of establishing this city and continuing a lot of its great great culture that we have today. As you may know, a lot of Louisiana was established by Acadians who were all from Nova Scotia.
Yeah, which is the root word that's the root word of Cajun. That's where
that's
it came from,
right.
Acadian.
You got it, and that's where our Cajun food comes from, and a little bit of sort of broken French and the Cajun language that you still hear if you go out on a swamp tour and go down into the bayous.
Oh, yeah, the bayou.
You'll hear people speaking.
Oh, gotta love it. And you get that glorious crawfish etouffee, tastefully topped, Stephen, with what?
A tincture of Tabasco.
Can you tell we're into this place? We just love New Orleans. Now, for the steak lover like me, I'm a beef eater, a carnivore. What does New Orleans have for a guy like me?
Oh, gosh, we've got plenty of beef here. Mm. Of course, a lot of times it is topped with seafood, shrimp, crawfish, oyster gravy, but there are plenty of great places to get a great steak. There's the Ruth's Chris Steakhouse, the original.
Yes, Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. Yes.
Yeah, the original is right here in New Orleans. We've got a Smith & Wolinski here. We've got Vicky Brennan's Steakhouse, and as you mentioned before, the Brennan's Restaurant. Mm-hmm. That's right. It's the same family. They've got a number of restaurants here, so finding a great piece of beef is excellent. And one of my personal favorites is going to Smith & Wolinski and getting the Cajun ribeye.
Now you're talking. Now you're speaking me language, Mom.
You would not go hungry in New Orleans. Even lunch is different with those po' boy sandwiches. You just have to have one. There's so many unique sort of New Orleans and Louisiana style dishes that are musts when you visit.
Absolutely, that's when we tell people what to bring, we tell them to bring an umbrella sunscreen and stretchy pants, because
yes,
we'll leave 5 pounds heavier than when you came.
And that's a good thing.
One of those things that we love beyond the brunch is the beignet.
Oh.
And as you may know, we have Café du Monde, which is open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. It's an open-air little place where $3 will get you an order of beignets and a cafe au lait.
And people are just sitting out there taking in the scene as the carriages go by and people walk by, and it's down near the Mississippi River on the border of the French Quarter, and that's certainly a must.
That's right. And if anybody doesn't know what a beignet is, it's like a fried donut without the hole in it.
Oh, yes.
And it's got powdered sugar over the top. It's wonderful, and it will stay with you until it's time to have a po' boy for lunch.
Stay with you. Mmm, donuts.
Angela, I wanted to ask you, because my parents were up in New Orleans at one time, and you have a parade where people actually throw food at you?
Well, we do have this one small parade that actually lasts a couple of weeks called Mardi Gras, which you may have heard of.
Yeah, the small one. That's right.
also pride ourselves on having a parade spontaneously if we feel like it. One that's becoming a favorite, if you're not such a fan of wanting to get into the crowds of Mardi Gras, is the Irish Channel Parade, which we have during St. Patrick's Day. And, of course, you know, as I said, that goes to the neighborhood in the Irish Channel, which is adjacent to the Garden District, which is very easy to get to. And, of course, it's historically connected to that area where that was a poorer part of town many years ago. And what they would do is they would throw cabbages and carrots and turnips and potatoes out to people, you know, out to all the people who lived in those neighborhoods while they went through the parade. So, of course, it's that whole area is being renovated, so people aren't very poor there anymore, but they've kept the tradition, and they still throw cabbages and bits of fruit and vegetables out at people.
I'm just trying to, you know, figure out how you would explain that to your health insurance that you take before you leave.
So I got hit in the head with a cabbage. Yeah.
You need 4 stitches.
They're used to it here.
But it's a different experience, though, from the time that Bob used to play out in the bars in the real grungy areas of Quebec where they used to get tomatoes thrown at them. But
Or a beer bottle.
And you say, how come the bottle wasn't full? I would have drunk it.
Usually it was.
Well, see, that's why we have a, you know, one other interesting thing about New Orleans. Now, we certainly don't condone that everybody comes here specifically to drink.
Uh-huh.
We do have a certain tradition with what are called go cups, which is to discourage people from carrying glass bottles, but also encourage them to take their hurricane or daiquiri to go. So you may see a lot of people walking around with plastic cups. So the first thing you'll get hit with is a plastic cup.
With tasty little treats inside.
Yes.
Now, how do you address on a less light note, some of the safety concerns, because some people have expressed to me over the years that sometimes in New Orleans you got to kind of watch out for yourself. And how has that changed in the last 10 years?
Well, you know, it's kind of, I think, a perception issue, because, you know, coming to New Orleans is like coming to any big city.
Right.
You know, if you were going to go to New York or Chicago or San Francisco, you wouldn't walk around alone at night. You'd probably go with a friend. You'd probably keep your wallet or your purse next to you or within your sight. You probably wouldn't go somewhere that's dark or unlit or unfamiliar to you. The same thing applies here in New Orleans.
In other words, if you're looking for trouble, you can find it, but if you're going to be keeping your nose clean and stay out of trouble, then you'll be all right.
You got it. You know, the vast majority of the crime that happens in this city, 97% of it, in fact, occurs in the areas well outside of where tourists frequent. And it's usually people, you know, it's all locals. It very, very rarely affects any of our tourists. We do actually have some great services down by the French Quarter and also in the Central Business District. We have a downtown development district here that has hospitality rangers, and they're there just as much for people's safety as they are for getting directions or information. And you'll know who they are because they've got on some khaki shorts and a big yellow shirt. And they're always happy to help and even escort you to your hotel if you need that.
Now, that's a cool name, Hospitality Ranger, because it also speaks to the something that I've always known about New Orleans ever since all my friends have been going there. They tell me that it's famous for hospitality and friendliness.
Absolutely. That's what we love to do. We like to throw a good party. We like to make people feel relaxed and at home. And we encourage you to come down anytime.
Now, we come to the part of the websites and telephone numbers. I know you have just the two that you've given out so far, but if there's any other information you want to give in the last 30 seconds before the break, now's the time.
Well, you know what? I think that website, which is neworleansinfo.com, and the 1-800 number, which is 1-800-672-6124, are really the best, most comprehensive places to find out about anything you'd want to know, places to see, where to eat, where to stay, and all the events that are going on around the year.
1-800-672-6124. Find out more about the great town of New Orleans, Louisiana. Well, thanks for joining us on the air, Angela. This is the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite. Stay listening.
You're listening to Travel World with Willem and Steve.
Travel World Radio Show by satellite.
Vacation time can mean a heartrending decision. What to do with your pet? Auberge VIP offers a unique concept in boarding facilities designed for the ultimate comfort of your best friends. From the moment of registration, a trained staff member is assigned to provide personalized attention to your pet. A variety of suite sizes are available for our canine guests, designed to provide privacy while cats enjoy a choice of multi-level apartments with a sunny southern exposure. Your pet's personal program can be tailor-made, from special diets to daily grooming and a play and exercise time each day. And it's not just luxury amenities which sets Auberge VIP apart. Auberge VIP provides for a totally enclosed environment, offering safe, sanitary conditions with personnel on duty 24 hours a day and a veterinarian on call. Auberge VIP, we invite you to call us to visit our facility and experience firsthand the care and special attention your pet deserves. Auberge VIP, a comfortable and caring atmosphere for your very important pet. Call today, 381-6653.
De Capua's Photography. Quality professional photography services for all occasions. Let De Capua's put their 20 years of industry experience to work for you. Entertainers and models, commercial, industrial, and aerial photography, portfolios and portraits, people, places or things, studio or on location. Your satisfaction is the focus at De Capua's Photography. Stop in at 913 East 2nd Street, Reno, Nevada, or visit our webpage and sample our work at nav.to/DeCapua. That's DeCapua. Call Gary at De Capua's Photography to plan your special occasion or business photos. 329-8810. 329-8810. Capture that special moment that will last you a lifetime. De Capua's Photography. 329-8810. You'll like what we see.
Feel the warmth the instant you step aboard the airline that takes you to more of Mexico, Latin America, and beyond. Mexicana Airlines. Whether you experience a new level of service in our executive or tourist class, whether you're traveling on business or pleasure, you'll enjoy a choice of hot entrees, open bar, and leg room to spare, all at the lowest possible fares. Come, fly with us in a world of style like no other. At Mexicana Airlines, we think the world of you.
Mexicana Airlines, amazingly close to Mexico and Latin America, with over 40 destinations to offer you in Mexico, Central and South America, and the Caribbean. Whether it's a quick getaway or an extended vacation, let Mexicana help you plan your dream vacation. Enjoy the excellent in-flight service and outstanding on-time performance. Call toll-free from the United States and Canada, 1-800-531-7921, or contact your local travel agent. Also, visit our website. Mexicana.com.
Do you have trouble remembering things lately? Normally, there are a major amount of fat cells in your head, causing difficulty in oxygen reaching your brain. As we age, this condition worsens, causing memory loss, dementia, and worse. Memory loss is not random, accidental, or inevitable. It is reversible if treated properly. The all-natural, safe Ultra Memory is a result of research conducted at Harvard and leading universities. Studies show that the herb ginkgo can dramatically slow the effects of aging on memory and even improve memory function in healthy young people as well. Ultra Memory contains ginkgo in easy-to-take capsule form. Ultra Memory will help you live a full, functioning life. Find out why leading researchers call Ultra Memory Brain Tonic. To try Ultra Memory risk-free, call 1-800-952-3494. Call now and save an additional 20%. 1-800-952-3494. That's 1-800-952-3494.
This is the Travel World Radio Network.
And Welcome back once again to the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite. I'm Willem Backus in Studio Montreal with Stephen Pickford, Studio West Beaconsfield, Bob Cassini at Master Control. And we got a special guest online with us right now. Steve, talking about New Orleans today.
Yeah, that's the topic. And Chuck Brownfield joins us now. He's a consultant with New Orleans Fine Hotels. One of the properties that I stayed at during my visit was part of that collection. Good morning, Chuck.
Good morning. Good to be with you fellas.
Oh, glad you could join us. We were talking with Angela Day of the Convention and Visitors Bureau just before, and we kind of centered on some of the adult-flavored activities and attractions that make New Orleans so special. But
not as adult as I'd like.
There's some great things for kids as well. It's becoming really a family-oriented destination.
Amazingly, New Orleans is becoming known as a family destination. There was an online poll taken in Yahoo Travel and National Geographic Traveler magazine in March, which named New Orleans the top vacation destination in America. So there's a lot for families to do there, and we certainly provide some great places for them to stay while they enjoy.
Well, there's 11 properties, very unique, that make up New Orleans Fine Hotels. Why don't you take us sort of on a quick look at what the collection encompasses?
Absolutely. As you say, 11 properties locally owned and operated, so they've got the true New Orleans flavor. The properties range from a 44-room or all-suite hotel called the Lafayette up to a 515-room Crown Plaza Hotel. The Crown Plaza, Stephen, you know New Orleans, is right at the corner of Canal Street and Bourbon Street, so it's just an ideal location.
Well, certainly central. You can't go wrong with that.
That's exactly right, and all of the properties are within about a nine-block area in the French Quarter, in the downtown area near the casino, and over in the Arts District near the Convention Center, so strategically located.
I stayed at the St. James Hotel, and Magazine Street. I loved the little courtyard, the little plunge pool they had there. It was really a break from all the hustle and bustle, but within like 5 minutes walk to everything that I wanted to see and do.
Exactly right. You can get to the Quarter in just about three blocks, so you can get over to the casino in two and a half blocks, just going the other direction, you're three or four blocks from the Warehouse District, which has a number of restaurants. It's kind of the emerging area of New Orleans and a lot of fun.
Stephen, what is that plunge pool?
I was going to ask
We're all wondering, what is that?
Well, a plunge pool is like a little swimming pool. It's around 4 feet deep and maybe room for around half a dozen people in it. And it is just very refreshing, and it's in a little courtyard. You're surrounded by maybe four-story high wall, a couple of rooms overlook it, and it's just like you're in your own backyard.
That's kind of neat.
That courtyard is typical. I mean, that is really New Orleans. That's true New Orleans flavor that you get to experience there.
It was just so relaxing. And we were talking about how the collection is locally owned. I met Patrick Quinn, who heads up New Orleans Fine Hotels, 17 years ago when I was one of my first trips to New Orleans, and he was running a small chain hotel, which, you would think, well, how often do you remember the general manager of a hotel you stayed at 17 years ago? But it was the hospitality, how he made everyone feel so welcome, and how he talked up the whole visit to New Orleans, how he was so proud of the area. And that certainly is reflected in all of his properties and in the people he hires.
Patrick's a great guy. He was just starting his company about 17 years ago, so you're exactly right. He put together a collection they now own Well, they own 15 properties in New Orleans. They operate 11 of them and market them under the New Orleans Fine Hotels group that we're talking about today. So they've done extremely well. My experience is with Intercontinental Hotels on a global basis. I've been working with these folks for about 2.5 years, and I can tell you that they've just really brought together the right combination of local reflection in the properties, world-class service. They've added a great gal, a COO, who came from Disney, and it's just a really nice group of people and outstanding properties for you to choose from.
And it's that difference between each of them, but the overall commitment to excellence.
Is there, it's the common thread that runs throughout.
Now, Chuck, one of those other things that are uniquely New Orleans, I heard a rumor at one point that there was a hotel where you would walk into the lobby and there was a big cage with a minor bird in it, and this minor bird would go, "I'm a cat," and meow. What hotel was that?
Well, I'm not sure I know that, Willem.
Stephen, do you remember that?
Yeah, I kind of remember. I think it was down in the French Quarter somewhere, but when I was at the St. James, they actually said they were planning to get a parrot. Somebody asked them, are you going to get something? There was a bird cage there, but no bird in it, and they said, oh, yeah, we're planning to get a parrot. So
right, we are actively involved in a search for just the right bird to be there and help welcome the guests at the St. James Hotel. It's got a Caribbean theme, and it will fit very nicely there.
Well, just make sure that a fellow named Wally Mott does not train the bird how to say things.
Not Wally Mott. Got it.
Ask Vic. He'll tell you. But, yeah, then the guy who told me about this particular minor bird was a gentleman named Martin Lucas from the Lucas Production Company. And I'll tell you, it was hilarious. And I can see a minor bird doing that. And that's something that, to me, just sounded very New Orleans. You have a good sense of humor and a very large love of life. You walk into a place like that, you get that, it'll catch your attention.
Absolutely. And New Orleans has something for everyone. It's from families through pure adult entertainment, great dining, history, architecture. It's really, really one of top destinations in America.
And summer is a good time to go because there's a lot of special summer packages, promotions.
Exactly. It is a time, especially during the week, where New Orleans is not as busy. So if families are inclined, there's less traffic, more access to the museums, great list of museums for grown-ups and kids alike. And actually, during the week is the best time to be there.
Now, Chuck, what hotels do you suggest, say, for a family to stay if you're a family of four with some teenage boys?
Well, I think what I would do is look at the part of city I really want to focus on. All of the hotels can accommodate families, and it really then boils down to location and style based on the theming of the property. If you want luxury and elegance, you might think of the Lafayette. If you want kind of a Caribbean flavor, the St. James. If you want to be right in the center of the activity, a few steps away from Bourbon Street in the Quarter, then you might choose the Astor Crown Plaza or even the Holiday Inn Express and Cotton Exchange.
Now, at the risk of sounding completely silly, these boys, they have a very large love of the hot and spicy cuisine. Is there any one of these particular districts that's more well-known for some nice, hot, spicy Cajun food?
That's the beauty of New Orleans. You
Everywhere.
Are literally blocks in any direction from just a wide selection of any kind of dining that you want to do. So all of the hotels are well located for that. What we recommend when we get to talk to folks is that you just go online at www.neworleansfinehotels.com, neworleansfinehotels.com, and you can take a look at each of the properties. There's a map there. There's descriptive information that will let you make a choice about where you'd like to be.
Does this property also focus on nearby attractions? Or is it mainly focusing on those hotels?
Well, the site has several different packages depending on your interests. We're talking about family a little bit right now. There's a family fun package. And in that package, there's information and special discount offers for maybe a dozen different locations, with things like Audubon Zoo, the Aquarium of the Americas, Riverwalk, Six Flags, some different restaurants, Mardi Gras World, streetcar line discounts. So just by going there, you can really help structure your experience while you're going to be in New Orleans.
That sounds like a fantastic way of getting the activities you want planned out there. Stephen went down there, and he went for a day just before he boarded the Mississippi Queen riverboat.
Yes, right. And one night was not enough to really see everything, and even though it was a repeat visit, you owe it to yourself to go back. If you haven't been to New Orleans in a number of years, go back. The D-Day Museum could certainly spend a whole afternoon there. It's just down the street from the St. James Hotel. Very informative, very well done. Brings history to life, and there's something for everyone in New Orleans, as we stated. Some part of the family can visit the museum. Other parts will want to go shopping, world-class shopping and antiquing, jewelry and fashion. So, and of course, get together at night for a great meal.
Every time.
Oh, you won't go hungry in New Orleans.
Do they have a daiquiri museum or anything like that?
Wasn't that the food and beverage museum that they had there?
They do have one of those. I haven't heard of the daiquiri museum, but if there's not one, there probably will be next year.
Let me know. I'll be there.
the pictures that you see at NewOrleansFineHotels.com, they really bring those rooms to life, and it really makes you want to go and explore all of the 11 unique properties. And it's always great to visit a city and stay at a hotel that reflects that uniformity and that uniqueness, rather than the uniformity where you might be in Tulsa, Oklahoma and not know it. So
that's what we're all about.
We're going to be taking a break here on the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite. Chuck Brownfield, thank you for joining us from www.NewOrleansFineHotels.com. That's www.NewOrleansFineHotels.com. Stay tuned following the break. This is the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite.
Travel World will continue. Stay listening.
Travel World Radio via satellite.
Get a good night's sleep and still arrive on time for that important business meeting. Via Rail Canada's Constellation Class overnight service between Toronto and Montreal. Your hotel on rails. Via Rail will rock you to sleep in the privacy and comfort of your own bedroom. Next morning, arrive refreshed and relaxed, and breakfast is included, so you're downtown and you're ready to go. Aboard Via Rail Canada, people moving people. Visit us at viarail.ca.
Mutual Federal, giving peace of mind, will always be the bank of choice and stand the test of time. Mutual Federal, your premier community bank, 100 years and going strong. Mutual Federal Savings Bank.
Before heading off on your next trip, head off to Jet Setter. Jet Setter is Montreal's travel accessory center, with the largest selection of travel accessories in Eastern Canada. Everything that you could possibly want relating to travel, all in one location. Money belts, water purifiers, miniature binoculars, travel irons, guidebooks and maps, plus converters and adapters for all your electrical needs, including computers. What's more, you'll find every imaginable kind of rolling luggage, including duffel bags, knapsacks and travel packs, from such name brands as Tumi, Travel Pro, Skyway, Loosport Sack, Kipling, Timberland, Eagle Creek, Briggs & Riley, and more. At Jet Setter, I found you don't pay more for quality and personal service. In fact, you'll save with Jet Setter, and GST is included in every price you see. Jet Setter, Montreal's Travel Accessory Center, 66 Laurier West, between Clark and Cedar Van. Telephone 271-5058.
Language is destiny. Every time you speak, read, or write, you expose the limits of your language. The words you think influence your actions. The words you use are always judged. The words you understand reveal what you know and what you don't know. Now with the Vocabulary Dynamics program, you can take charge of your verbal destiny. Easily master a world-class vocabulary, exude confidence and a command of the English language, and expand your understanding of thousands of new words. And all you have to do is just listen. Developed by Scott Bornstein, international expert in language learning, memory know-how, and test preparation, Vocabulary Dynamics will unlock your genius for language and word use so you'll never be at a loss for words again. If you call now, Scott will drop the price by almost 40%. Call 1-888-813-7974 toll-free right now. 1-888-813-7974 for the Vocabulary Dynamics Program. 1-888-813-7974.
I can read. Three little words parents and grandparents long to hear. I can read. The key that unlocks a lifetime of opportunity. I can read. The road to independence, pride, and self-discovery. Every day, thousands of children struggle needlessly. Every day, reading remains the goal, not the reality.
If you're looking for a powerful but simple-to-use home study program that goes beyond a game that hooks children on reading, you want Get Ready, Get Set, Read. Developed by a team of leading educational learning and reading specialists, the Get Ready, Get Set, and Read program guides, inspires, and integrates the best approaches for maximum success and reading results. Make a difference. Call toll-free 1-888-813-7975. Mention the station for a 40% discount. Get Ready, Get Set, Read has an unconditional 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 1-888-813-7975. 1-888-813-7975. Call today.
Across America via satellite, this is the Travel World Radio Network.
And welcome back once again to the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite. I'm Willem Backus in studio in Montreal with Stephen Pickford in Studio West, Beaconsfield, Bob Cassini dancing behind the console.
I like that too.
Yeah, it's a cool rocking tune, isn't it? And we're talking about New Orleans today, one of our favorite destinations to cover on Travel World. We have online with us, Steve, introduce our guest, Tenny Flynn.
Another guest talking about New Orleans. Tenny Flynn is the co-owner and executive chef of two of New Orleans' great dining establishments, Zydeq and GW Finn's, in both in the French Quarter, and he joins us now on Travel World. Good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, looking through the menus here from both restaurants bring back some happy memories, and my stomach is rumbling thinking of some of that great Cajun barbecue. Cajun barbecue is a bit different than other barbecue styles. Tell us a bit more about it.
Well, we kind of expanded on the South Louisiana boucherie tradition of the people that came up with that were originally from Nova Scotia. You know, the Cajuns, that's where they hail from.
The Acadians, yes.
The Acadians, yes.
Former residents of Nova Scotia and New Brunswick and Prince Edward Island, as a matter of fact.
But they do great things with pork. Wonderful sausage and cured meats and a whole roast pig called a cochon de lait. So we kind of took that and expanded on it a little bit. And Paul Prudhomme, the famous Cajun chef who also lives in New Orleans, makes our seasoning blends for us. That we put a spicy dry rub on these meats, and then we slow smoke them for, in the case of the brisket and the pork butts, about 14 hours over hickory and pecan wood. And as I recall, you had a pretty good sampling of a lot of different things there, did you not?
Oh, yes, the pulled pork and the brisket, the sausage, had some gumbo, we had the popcorn shrimp, potato salad, coleslaw. Boy, it was a feast.
Excuse me, I'm drooling all over my microphone.
And quite affordable as well. All you need to come in and eat and drink to your satisfaction is about $10. So,
are you kidding?
A bargain for the French Quarter.
$10? Oh, I'm going tomorrow.
if you check out their website at Zydeq, that's Zydeque.com, you're really gonna make your mouth water. I mean, I'm just looking here and I'm saying, and I finished up with a praline ice cream pie for dessert.
You would have to tell me about that, wouldn't you?
A nice light dessert, right?
Yeah, a nice light dessert. Boy, it kept me going for an hour or two, but then, hey, it was New Orleans, so I had to eat again, right?
Well, you've got to get into good eating shape to come to New Orleans, and we're famous for, while we're finishing one meal, we're deciding where we're going to eat the next one.
Sounds like a typical Travel World trip.
you have a great light, informal atmosphere at Zydeq, and then, hey, you have to plan for the evening and go over to GW Finn's for more upscale dining and a menu that changes every day.
Well, and that's a wonderful freedom to have in the seafood business, too, is the ability to reject food when it comes in the back door. It's definitely a buyer beware business. A lot of people associate New Orleans with shrimp and crabs and crawfish and oysters, and maybe if you know a little bit more, the trout and redfish and pompano and flounder, but we're the number two tuna producer in the United States after Hawaii. 2 hours south of New Orleans, down in a little town called Dulac, Louisiana. There are docks that are owned by seafood companies in New York and Chicago because of the amount of long-line tuna boats that land there. We also get bycatch off those tuna boats, swordfish and mahi and escalar. And the tuna, we get the yellowfin, big eye, bluefin. So that's fabulous stuff. We also get anything that's available in Florida. We get four or five varieties of snapper, four or five varieties of grouper, triple tail, trigger fish. There's just an incredible amount of local species. And then we augment that with fish from around the country and in some cases around the world. I fly in scallops from the Boston area and also Canadian scallops sometimes, a couple times a week. We get Chilean sea bass from South America. You know, occasionally we get some stuff from Europe, from Australia, New Zealand, Japan, Hawaii. So with overnight shipping, you know, and the packaging that they have now, you can get anything that you're, you know, willing to pay for. So we have some exotics on there as well. It's a lot of fun doing the purchasing. That's a, I start my day off doing that, and the conversation begins with, what do you have for me today? Because, you know, printing the menu daily, like I said, I don't have to have anything.
You can tell you're a chef. I just love listening to that, the plans for the food and how you're going to make that and prepare this, and they got this kind of food here and this kind of food there, and oh, boy, are the guests going to love you tonight.
And seafood is a, you know, barbecue's great, but you can't really eat that every single day. Seafood, I eat every day, and, you know, it's awfully hot here. We do grow bananas in the backyard, and I just did a three-mile run, so I'm still cooling off from that. But I feel so much lighter eating seafood than I used to in my previous life when I was the corporate chef for Rooster Creek Steakhouse, and I ate steak all the time.
Mmm. You were the corporate chef for the Ruth's Chris Steakhouse?
Yes, I was.
Oh, man.
I have eaten more prime beef than anybody you've ever spoken to in your life.
Including me. Oh, boy. I'm jealous. I'm literally jealous and drooling all over my microphone. But how cool is that to be that kind of a chef, just to choose what you want to eat and how to prepare it and know all these really neat variations of what you're going to make?
Well, we don't actually eat that well at the restaurant. We make something called family meal, which is things that either can't be sold or things that can be prepared very quickly for the staff to eat, which is why I tell everybody's afraid to cook for chefs. I'm going, no, please cook for me. I like anything somebody else cooks, because after being around the food all night, I generally go home and make a sandwich.
So the grilled cheese is excellent, yeah.
In the grilled cheese. I was just thinking of the man in the boat. But good Lord.
The time and the effort that it takes to prepare a menu, both restaurants have such a very menu, a good selection of items. G.W. Finn's, for example, the entrees are 15 different entrees, you know, smoked Canadian salmon or crusted swordfish or USDA choice fillet of beef and all of the very intricate.
Some of the things I've got today, let me see, I have bluefin tuna, which is a fabulous tuna. It tastes more like meat than it does fish. I have American red snapper. The season just opened on the 1st. I have lemon fish. I have amberjack. I have black grouper. I have mangrove snapper. I have chili and sea bass. I have scallops. I have bouillabaisse. And that's all I remember right now.
Oh, that's all you remember, but you got a list as long as your arm. Holy!
Oh, and so delicately and intricately prepared—a pesto crusted apple fennel slaw, lemon vinaigrette. It's all in the presentation and the delivery of the freshest ingredients possible.
Well, we try to get really incredible stuff and don't do a whole lot to it. You know, we don't. We're much lighter than a lot of the places in New Orleans as far as saucing and things of that nature. I mean, we use a little butter, and it's not health food, but it's...
yes, March is nutrition month.
We try to let the flavor of the fish come through rather than the flavor of the sauces.
Right. I mean, the seafood, the beef, let the actual main course stand out on its own merits.
Now
and we've got some great desserts as well. We do a bake-to-order apple pie. That's really the only time a pie is any good, is when it first comes out of the oven.
Uh-huh.
And we cook the filling ahead and then cool it off and then put it in a pie. The bottom crust is made like your grandmother did with butter and lard. And then the top crust is like a cheese straw crust, like a little cocktail cheese straw. We roll that out and make a crust out of that. And when you order that, we pop it in the oven. So by the time you finish your meal, it comes out hot out of the oven. Put a couple of scoops of homemade ice cream on it.
Oh.
I'll tell you, it's a fabulous dessert.
Mm. Oh, it tops off the meal just great. And you can get more information on the net, www.gwfins.com. And Zydeq Cajun Barbecue, www.zydeque.com, within a block or so of each other in the heart of the French Quarter. Great for lunch, great for dinner, great for your visit to New Orleans.
Tenny Flynn, thank you for joining us today on the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite.
Thanks so much for having us, and even though it's hot, summertime's a great time to come to New Orleans.
Now that you tortured me telling me about all this delicious food that I can't have today.
And like I tell my new cooks when they move to town, when the sun comes up, go home. There's no last call in the bars here. They're open 24/7.
You got it. Well, it's a wrap up for another show on the Travel World Radio Show. Next week, Stephen Pickford is in Chicago. For all of us here on the Travel World Radio Show, I'm Willem Backus.
I'm Stephen Pickford.
I'm Bob Cassini.
Stay tuned and happy traveling, everybody.
This is the Travel World Radio Network. The Travel World Radio Show is produced in Montreal, Canada, on the Travel World Radio Network. For advertising or affiliation information, please visit our website at www.travelworldradio.com or call us at 514-861-3488.